Connecticut learned its lesson from the state's primary. Election results won't be ready on election day.
The worst thing that could happen would be if it was wrong. And so we want to make sure we are not sacrificing accuracy for speed here.
Many of Connecticut's town clerks have already processed more requests for absentee ballots than during usual presidential election years. Ansonia has nearly 800 ballot requests so far, more than usual during an entire election cycle. Bridgeport has brought in extra staff to work longer days to process increased requests. Under state law, the actual ballots will be mailed on October 2nd.
Strap in for the final campaign stretch before Election Day. This is C19, WSHU's daily update from the Connecticut-New York region. Coming up, federal prosecutors investigate hiring at a Veterans Affairs hospital system in Connecticut.
Recruiting lawyers and law school students to volunteer as poll workers.
And violent crime drops on Long Island.
I'm Bill Buckner.
And I'm J.D. Allen.
Connecticut election officials and the State Bar Association are recruiting lawyers and law school students to volunteer as poll workers in the upcoming election. Connecticut Secretary of the State Denise Merrill says lawyers are ideally suited to be poll workers.
They already have an understanding of the issues of fairness and justice and the kinds of elections we like to see here in Connecticut.
Merrill says numbers of volunteer poll workers have been dropping for years. Officials say they also anticipate a shortage of poll workers due to concerns over COVID-19. Volunteer poll workers tend to be older and could fall into high-risk categories for the virus.
Violent crime fell across Long Island in the first 6 months of 2020. Sabrina Garone has more.
Data shows a decline over 1% in Suffolk County and 7% in Nassau County. Suffolk County Executive Steve Ballone credits the leadership of the Suffolk County Police Department for their efforts amid the pandemic to preserve law and order.
As we look at these numbers, and we look at what they have been able to accomplish, even in the midst of these unprecedented events, it really is extraordinary work, and that doesn't happen by accident.
While violent crimes fell, commercial burglaries skyrocketed on Long Island, up more than 40% in Nassau County and nearly 50% in Suffolk County. Officials attribute this to business closures due to COVID-19. Sabrina Garone, WSHU News.
A Connecticut water authority that serves shoreline towns has asked customers to reduce their water consumption by 10% because of continued dry weather. Connecticut Water serves Clinton, Guilford, Madison, Old Saybrook, and Westbrook. The utility company says water use has increased 20% over last summer. Most of Connecticut is considered to be in drought conditions.
An anonymous whistleblower filed a federal complaint in August accusing the VA Connecticut healthcare system of gross misconduct. They allege that 7 people hired to management positions were, quote, pre-selected. Hearst Connecticut Media reports union officials filed the complaint on behalf of its members. They say VA Connecticut obstructed competition for jobs, overlooked qualified candidates, and encouraged some to withdraw from the application process. A VA Connecticut spokesperson told Hearst that healthcare system adheres to federal personnel guidelines. A federal investigation is underway.
Over 50 high school students in New Canaan, Connecticut are in quarantine after 4 of them tested positive for the coronavirus. WSHU's Claire Sechrist reports.
At least 53 New Canaan High School students and one staff member will quarantine for 2 weeks after several tested positive for COVID-19. The 4 students are in isolation. Superintendent of Schools Brian Luisi says families were notified and most of the cases were from activities outside of school, such as sports. The New Canaan School District has not announced plans to close the high school and indicated there is a low community spread. Claire Sechrist, WSHU News.
No other schools in the New Canaan School District have reported positive cases.
When we come back, President Donald Trump says he wants to win fair and square and on Election Day. That's a tall order with many more absentee ballots in use.
They say we got to have those numbers right away. Is you want numbers or you want accuracy?
Hi, I'm Davis Donovan, host of the WSHU podcast Off the Path. I explore all kinds of hidden nooks and crannies and fascinating history on the road from New York to Boston. You can find me on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. And of course, you can find Off the Path from New York to Boston on WSHU Public Radio.
Election officials in Connecticut want to build confidence in the election process before a hot presidential election amid a pandemic. WSHU's Ebong Udama brings us the story as part of the podcast Capitol Avenue.
Bridgeport voter Sarah Thompson went to the polls to cast a vote in the primary election over the summer. She said she's skeptical about vote by mail.
I don't know. I kept hearing things about we shouldn't be mailing the ballots in because something's going on with that. And I might have threw mine away, honestly. So it was a little confusing when they mailed it to me. So I just felt like coming in person is a little bit easier.
She says she was sent an absentee ballot, but Connecticut doesn't send absentee ballots unsolicited. It might have been an application to vote that way. Sue Lawson is president of the Registrars of Voters Association of Connecticut. She says the primary in Connecticut actually went better than expected.
It was a good collaboration between the town clerks and the registrars because, you know, most people don't realize it, but the major portion of the absentee process goes through the town clerk's office.
Still, lessons were learned.
We learned a lesson not to have the ballots mailed out from a mail house. So for the presidential, the ballots will be mailed out by the town clerks. So that's a lesson learned.
Lawson is also the Democratic Registrar of Voters in South Windsor. She's part of a bipartisan department that operates the polling places. On election day, they might still put new voters on the rolls. That's because Connecticut allows election day registration to vote. And Lawson says some people leave it to the last minute, even in a presidential election year.
It's like now it's on the brain again. So we are seeing an increase in the level of voter registrations.
Town clerks run the counting of the votes. Beth Chortel Lynch is the Ansonia town clerk. She's part of a three-person office.
And we intend to do it ourselves.
Ansonia is a small city in the Naugatuck Valley. They normally see about 300 absentee ballots. This year, they've already received more than 800. Connecticut Secretary of the State, Denise Merrill, says state lawmakers have given election officials an extra 96 hours after the polls close. She says that will ensure enough time for towns that can't get it done on election day.
The worst thing that could happen would be if it was wrong. And so we want to make sure we are not sacrificing accuracy for speed here.
That was one of the lessons from the primary, where some of the ballots were delayed in the mail.
So that was just kind of the last straw. So we are encouraging people to use the ballot boxes, which are now in each town, because it's much faster.
Especially as states try to claw back changes made to the U.S. Postal Service by the Trump administration. Merrill says cybersecurity is another big concern for her.
I mean, can you imagine if some change got into that result system and announced the wrong winner in some race on election night?
Merrill has partnered with the Connecticut National Guard to help with cybersecurity for the election. The state has also offered grants to towns and cities to pay for upgrades to their computer systems to protect election results. The towns can also decide to use the money for additional staff, better scanners for absentee ballots, or protective equipment amid the pandemic.
That's the biggest enemy, is the distrust right now of the American public in elections.
Voters will start receiving absentee ballots in Connecticut starting October 2nd for the November 3rd election. Ebong Udama, WSHU News.
And there is much, much more to that podcast. You can listen to the full episode by subscribing to WSHU's Capitol Avenue, wherever you get your podcasts.
For the latest news from Long Island and Connecticut, you can listen on the radio or online at WSHU.org. If you're listening on NPR One, hit the Interesting button in the top right corner.
I'm Bill Buckner.
And I'm J.D. Allen. We'll be back tomorrow.